When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hey guys!
It's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Crackle me. Welcome to the show, everyone. Wiggles is here.
So we are, we're in Joey's kitchen.
We're at a cafe.
oh my God, I feel like I'm by you. It's so cool.
We're doing a new feature. This is a YouTube heavy episode. Go to YouTube right now to watch this. Look.
Yeah, we're finally filming, so we're not messing.
Now, Snoopy, look this way.
Am I looking at you?
Look that way, yeah.
Hey, squirrel.
Hey, girl.
Hey, how you doing?
Eating hot.
Wait. So, first of all, happy Friday, bitches. I will be down the shore all weekend, relaxing and drinking by the pool. But I just, where do we start with our live shows?
In a whirlwind.
I just found a big ass bruise on my arm. It looks like I got run over. I got a big bruise here on my arm, and then I have a bruise like on my boob, kind of. Do you know where that's from?
When you fell on your chin?
When I fell on my chin, but nothing's like on my chin. So I don't know if it's like my boob caught it with my arm. But you guys, I don't know if you saw the TikTok. I feel like it's going viral of me falling. We went to, Our show in Boston, we ended up going to the club after, and me and Joey were like drinking martinis at dinner. So when I got there, I was like ready to feel the music and dance. So I was dancing on top of the couch, which was that there was like no room. And I ended up slipping and hitting my chin, my boob, my arm. Oh my God. So Gianni ended up seeing it the other night. He's like, "What the fuck happened to you?" And I was like, "Oh, I didn't even see it." So I am a hot mess. There's bruises everywhere. That is just like the story of how our two shows went.
Well, Staten Island was the first night. We had Dreeter as our special guest, queen of, everyone's trying to guess who it was. We said it was Pete Davidson. We said it was.
Everyone thought our celebrity guest was Pete Davidson.
Yeah, our big Ange from Behind the Grave. But it was Dreeter throwing plates, which was so exciting. Poppy was there. Spooky theater. We got to say that. The St. George Theater, if you've ever been. It's a Phantom of the Opera, and it's very spooky and haunted. And Snoopy, you felt spirits right away, correct?
I felt the spirits right away, and I was like, are there ghosties here? And they were like, yeah, they've been here forever. They're nice ghosties, so they're not going to like push you down the stairs. Stop looking at me.
Wait, you're going to videotape this. This is so funny. Blair's like, just get the fucking episode done. Okay, now look at me.
Does it look like we're looking at each other?
Yeah. Oh.
I can't see.
I'll send it to you.
So yeah, St. George Theater, Staten Island, you guys were amazing. So much fun. Blacked out on stage. We were doing charades. I ended up like doing the charades game. And yeah, I got home and I woke up.
Oh!
What did you wake up to?
Oh my God. Okay, we didn't even get to this part of the thing. So after the show, Nicole at Staten Island, Nicole was like, knowing we had a big show, we had to leave in the next morning to go to Boston for our show. We had a flight at noon. Or something like that. So she.
Oh my God, what a day.
And sat on Nicole's like, we're drinking wine on stage, but we weren't drunk on stage. We were a little drunky, but not crazy. So she's like, let's force us to go to one drink. So Bay and all his friends were there. So we all go to this place called, I don't remember, Kettle Black. Kettle Black we went to in Staten Island. Shout out Kettle Black. They were very nice there. But we had drinks there. But the one thing turned around, next time we're headed to the city in an Uber, screaming at the top of our lungs, blasting fucking Britney Spears. Like,
oh my God.
Broken veins in the car. get back to my apartment. Nicole's like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. Gianni expected me home. So she gets in the car, goes home. I already knew this was gonna be troublesome because I wasn't able to walk her down because I already took my sleeping pills at that time and I was ready to pass out. So I had one of our friends walk you to the car, which isn't the problem. You got in the car, you had all your stuff with you, everything was fine. The driver was safe. You got home safe and once.
Yeah, I got home. It was fine.
Our flight isn't about, our flight's in about an hour and a half, 2 hours from now. 2.5 hours, I would say. I wake up. I'm thinking it's Bay's alarms is going on. My phone's being blown up like someone died. I thought the noise was Bay's alarm going off, but it wasn't. It was Nicole calling me from Sissy's iPad or something, nonstop. Wake up! Where are you? Where the fuck are you? Where are you? Wake up! Wake up! Emergency! Emergency! 911! SOS! SOS!
I said help! Help!
I
was sending emails to Joey, my manager. And the subject was, help. I didn't know what to do.
She couldn't find her phone. And it said, she looked on my Apple phone. And it was at my head. So it was at my house. It was in New York City. So I looked all over the house. I tried every cushion. I didn't know. I couldn't find it. I was like, it can't be here. And I called the girl that put her in the car. And I said, she goes, no, 100%. It was in the car with her.
I had my phone in the car. I was like, okay.
So I remember she had it in the car. So then one thing led to another. I found out it's in Coney Island. Now, Nicole is in New Jersey. I live in Manhattan. Coney Island's about 2.5 hours away from both locations. It's not.
And right now, it's like 9 o'clock, 9:30.
We're supposed to board at noon.
And yeah, we board at noon. So I'm like, Joey, I'm not going to Boston without my phone. Like, it's not happening.
So I had to get in touch with Uber. Because when she was trying to do Uber support on the computer, it was saying, okay, we sent you a link to the phone to verify that it's you. She's like, bitch, my phone's gone. I can't fucking verify it. So I had to log I had to log in.
Fix that.
Like a fake Snoopy and log in pretending to be her. And then I said, I told him what's going on.
Annoying.
Try to contact the driver. I finally got in touch with someone. They gave me the driver's number and the driver answered. He goes, hello. I said, hi. I was like, do you have our phone? She goes, yes.
Because I didn't get home until like 3:30, 4 o'clock, guys. So the driver is obviously, he was on his night shift. So, you know, calling him at 9 o'clock in the morning, he's sleeping.
They sleep until the afternoon, and then they start their shifts in the afternoon. So he was sleeping. I said to him, is there any way you can bring it? He goes, yeah, I can bring it after 4 o'clock, because that's when he starts his shift. It's 4 o'clock. Now, we have a flight to catch. And I was like, is there anything I could do and to bring it to you? He's like, no. I have kids. I can't do this. So I said, okay, thank you. Anyway, I said, I'll call you right back. So I call Nicole. He goes, tell him I'll give him $1,000.
Screaming. Well, I'll give him $1,000. Like, tell him to get here now. I need my phone. And then he can drive me to the airport. Like, he'll make $1,000 today. Please. I just need my phone.
Please. So
I
called him back on FaceTime. And Nicole said, made the magic offer. And he goes, okay, I'll be there in 2 hours.
No hesitation. Like, sorry, ma'am. I can't. $1,000 he heard. He's like, I'll be right there.
With minutes to spare, he finally gets to Nicole's. I start tracking him. He gets to Nicole's house. Nicole bribes to bring him to the, gives him the money, bribes to bring him to the airport. We're on our way to the airport.
So I give him the money and I'm like, thank you so much, sir. Like, you saved my life. And then I'm like, and I was like twirling my hair. I was like, can you bring me to the airport now?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I got in. And I was like, oh, thank God he was a nice man.
Oh my God. She makes it to the airport. We're on our way to the airport. We're like, how many minutes out are you? We're about 10 minutes out each from the airport. We get a text on the phone. Our fucking flight's canceled. This is the Friday morning that all the hack went down. The cyber attack went down.
Cyber attack. Microsoft was down, so like it affected all the flights and like I'm sure like businesses and stuff. It was definitely a cyber attack. They didn't say it was, but I mean, bitch. So I finally get my phone. I'm like, all right, like we're gonna make this happen. Amazing. Right when I get into the car, flight canceled. I'm like, this is the morning from hell. Like, Satan has it out for me today.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world, again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
So then we went to United because that was our flight. And then I harassed, what was her name? Letitia. So I see Letitia and I'm like, girl, be honest with me, because I ended up getting us on another flight and then that delayed. So, and then there was another flight going out that was going earlier than the delay for the first flight that I looked at. And I'm like, girl, like, is this really going to go out, or they keep getting delayed, then they'll get canceled? Because we had to be at our show at 5 o'clock and we were landing literally at 5 o'clock. So I was like, girl, I'm going to come for you if you tell me to get on this flight, because it's going to be good. And then it gets canceled. But Letitia pulled through, and, you know, we ended up making it to Boston. Thank God. Because Joey was like, we could take a train or we could drive. We drove to Boston before. I rather cut my eyeballs out. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that again.
It takes 4 hours. It takes 7 hours. But traffic on the East Coast, it's like you can never predict it.
No, for seven hours.
My back was fucking ready to explode. Like, my back was about to, like, fall out. Nicole was sleeping on the ground. It was a nightmare.
It was terrible.
So we said we had to think of a more realistic approach. So we had to wait 4 hours in the United Lounge for our flight. But we made it. And, okay, picture this. And then it kept getting pushed back, delayed, all this stuff. And then we got off the plane, and we literally had to be there. The doors opened at 7 o'clock. We got to the place at 6:50, 10 minutes to spare before they're out to open. We still had to get Nicole's hair and makeup on. I still had to test all my audio equipment and my computers and stuff.
A mess.
With 10 minutes to spare, the Lord was on our side, Wiggles, right?
Well, yeah, Satan was trying to get us in the morning, but then the Lord came through. I was kissing my cross, praying all day, and we made it. So Boston always turns out. Boston was such a good time. The only thing about the Boston show was I couldn't hear Joey. So every time he was talking, I was like, nodding. But I was like, oh, what the fuck he's saying? And the whole crowd's laughing. So I'm like, but I have no idea what the fuck you were saying.
Yeah, because all the speakers are facing outwards. But I love that venue, Big Night Live. I'll go back there in a second. It's
beautiful. And then after us, they had a disco show. So It was like such a good time there. So then after that, after the show, we did a show, like, amazing. We ended up going to this nice Italian restaurant called Strega. My God, so freaking good. And then I had a dilemma there.
It was one after another the entire night.
Yeah, like, the last, like, 2 days of Thursday, Friday was just, like, we could have had a whole reality show with what happened.
At dinner and Strega. So we originally had somewhere else to go for dinner, but then I was, like, there was an Asian place. We wanted an Italian, so... We asked, we're in the group chat, the Jersey Shore group chat, and Vinny spends a lot of time here in Boston. So he said, oh my God, you're in Boston. You definitely go to my friend's restaurant. It's called Strega. Best Italian food. The vibes are so cool. It's the guys great.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, let me see if we can get in. So I made a reservation, and then they contacted us. We got an in. So we're all set for dinner. We're excited. And we get there. We're treated like Beyonce. They kind of picked our luggage up for us. Meanwhile, we're lugging our luggage around like.
But yeah, we have our luggage because we didn't have time to go to the Ritz. We were staying at the Ritz. So we didn't have time, like, from the airport to the show. Like, we just had no time to go to the, to check in. So we had our luggage like assholes. We came in in very chaotic.
Yeah. So we get to the restaurant and they're like, they sit us down. It's a beautiful table. And we're walking in and people are whispering, oh my God, I love you, Stoopy. I love you, Joey. And a lot of straight boys there. A lot of Boston Barstool fans were there.
Yeah.
And everyone was so friendly to us. So we sit down, we're having dinner. And then the owner comes up to us. He gets our order. We get some cocktails. Everything's lovely. Start bringing food out. And then he's like, oh, I have a celebrity coming in. I'm going to seat him next to you. We're like, oh, fabulous. Who is it?
You're like, who?
So it's this famous sports player called Allen Iverson. And apparently he's legendary. He's like, he's the same size celebrity as Michael Jordan. Like, he's like huge.
He's like in the Hall of Fame, like legendary. So right away I think of my nephew Mikey, because Mikey's a huge basketball fan, and I'm like, Joey, like, do you think he'll sign an autograph for my nephew? But then again, like, I don't like to bother like other celebrities come down. I don't like to bother celebrities, because especially when they're eating, because like I get it and I've been there, so I don't want to like be that person. Do you know what I mean? So then I tell the owner, what's his name again? I forget his name.
Dave.
Wait, give me a second. I have to put Sissy's hair up. Continue with the story.
I believe his name is Dave. So Nicole, so I said, oh, how fabulous. He's coming. And we Google who it is. I said, oh my God, he's such a big deal. So excited. So Nicole says, oh, she's like, do you think let's just sign an
No, so he gives us the shoe.
Oh, we don't have to talk the shoe yet. So she said, he said, do you think I'll sign an autograph? I said, yeah, what is he, the hell is he going to sign? So she leans over premeditated, prematurely to the man and says, do you think that he could sign this, an autograph? But he had like, we didn't have a pen, we didn't have a paper. I was like, what is he going to sign? And then that kind of like got fizzled out. So it was, so the guy, Alan was there with three friends. So it was, so sitting here, it's Nicole here, me here, and then this Alan Iverson here, and then his friend there. We're all sitting our back to the wall. So Nicole's leaning over me, drunk, screaming.
I was poking him like this.
Do you think he'll sign this?
Like, oh my God, Joey wanted to run away.
And so the whole time Nicole's talking to this guy, the guy right next to me, and asking him if it's okay if Alan Iverson would sign this thing.
But he was Alan Iverson.
Yeah. So she didn't realize
that. Guys.
She was asking the celebrity if it's okay if he, you might have, thinking the guy next to him is a celebrity. He's like, do you think he'll sign this? And he's like, what the, who is this?
Delete it.
I know.
Wait, so obviously, like, I don't know basketball. I'm an asshole. So the guy that was sitting next to Joey was Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
But I thought it was the guy next to him because he was so tall. And I'm thinking basketball player, like, super tall. So I'm like, do you think he'll sign this for me? Like, poking him. But it was, I was poking Allen Iverson.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Like, but then he's like, kind of give her an attitude, like an attitude problem. Like, who is this fucking bitch? Like, she's like, she doesn't know who I am, obviously. And she's asking for an autograph. She thinks the guy next to me is a star. And he's like, what is, like, making weird faces? And I thought he's being friendly with us because, like, we walked in, they introduced us all together. When he walked in, hi, this is Nicole and Joey. And so I thought that was that. Then the owner comes over. He's like, I guess he's in town because he bought Reebok, or he's a part owner of Reebok. So the owner has these Allen Iverson special edition shoes, Reebok shoes, with him that he bought that he wanted him to sign. So he passes Nicole a bag under the table. It has a shoe in it and a Sharpie.
And a shoe and a Sharpie. So then, like, I'm all excited. And Joey took a video of me. I took the shoe out with the Sharpie and I'm like, like, I'm enhancing the sign this shoe for my nephew.
So she leans over and she goes, hi. Okay. She goes, here. And he pulls the shoe. Will he sign this? To Allen, will he sign this? To you know, they said, I'm sure, you know, just ask him if he'll sign it. And he's like, what the fuck is this? Did he miss it? And then it was clear that he didn't want to do it. And it was like, oh, fucking hell no, get away from me.
Like, why does this bitch keep, like, poking me? Like, she clearly doesn't know who I am.
Nicole, I'm a celebrity, like, too.
Stop!
She goes, I get it. I won't be bothered because, you know, I'm a celebrity, so I know how it is, honey. Oh, that's me.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? Who is this ditzy bitch?
He was literally looking at me with disgust. He was like, why is this? I don't want this bitch talking to me. Like, leave me alone.
She's pulling sneakers out of her purse.
I'm like, I thought he was the bodyguard. Oh, I'm so sorry, man.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
So anyway,
he ended up saying no. And I'm like, fuck. And then I was like really offended. I was like, oh man, like I already told Mikey I was getting this autograph and now he said no. But then the guy across from him, which was his like friend or, you know, bodyguard, PR guy, whatever, they were about to leave. And I think he was whispering, you should sign the shoe for her. You know, it's Sookie from Jersey Shore, like whatever. Yeah. He ends up signing it and then walked out, like didn't say anything to us. I definitely pissed Allen Iverson off, like, bad.
Well,
I am so sorry. I know you're a legend now, and I'm sorry that I disrespected that.
I have to take my glasses. These are ugly. Yeah, so that was that. And then
how embarrassing.
Get to the club. We're greeted with kindness. The club was fabulous. My More Nightclub inside of Encore Casino was fabulous. Now these videos are surfacing. I must have went to the bathroom because I don't remember this.
Oh my God, there's so many videos of me wiling out.
Well, yeah, because everyone had their cameras on us at all times. And I guess Nicole like flew off the DJ booth, slammed her chin like this.
This is why every time I go to a club and like I know I'm doing the appearance or I know I'm going to turn up, this is why I always wear pants. Because I know I'm going to fall, and I don't need, like, a crotch shot or anything. So this is why I'm always wearing pants in the club, because you know it's going down.
Do you want to go by Tia Gia?
So we get to the club, and right away, you know, the girls come out with the bottle service. They're like, woo, Joey, Snooki, it's happening, whatever. And then they come out again, and they said, you forgot your shoes. And I'm like, my shoes? Where did I forget my shoes?
Yeah. Oh, at the dressing room.
In the theater? Live. I had no idea that I forgot my shoes at Big Night Live. So they came back with, like, you know, the fire things or whatever. And they were like, you forgot your shoes. And they put two alcohols in my crop shoes. And they were dancing with them. And I'm like, what is happening?
A big sign, nothing. Girls on shoulders. I mean, I don't know. I love the fanfare of the club of life. But, like, how did it evolve to that? Like, it started with, like, a bottle thing, and it started with one sparkler. Now it comes out to a parade of 16 people on each other's shoulders with like, light-up, like, signs from like, a car dealership. It's like, it really evolved quickly from one sparkler.
It's a lot. It's very cool.
But, yeah, big shout-out to Big Night Live. Thank you for having us. I can't wait to come back. And shout-out to Memoir Nightclub. One thing about the nightclubs about the casinos in Massachusetts and the bars. The bars close early. The bars close at 2 o'clock there.
And well, thank fucking God. We needed sleep.
Yeah. No, and you can't smoke in casinos. But the only reason I like going to casinos is because, like, it's pure debauchery and it's your grant permission to be a degenerate. They're gonna, like, you know, smoking inside, staying up 12 hours a night, drinking like a fish, spending a crazy amount of money. Like, I like the chaos and the no rules kind of thing of casinos. That's what turns me on about them. But this one was, like, buttoned up. The Encore is always beautiful. The Wynn and Encore is always such a stunning experience, which it totally was. But it was a little too pristine for me. I wanted a little more grit. I wanted, like, a little more danger in my casino. But it was beautiful. So if you're in the area, the Boston area, go check it out.
Yeah, such a good time. So, yeah, we left at 2:30. Thank God, because me and Joey finally get to the Ritz and we get into our house. And then we get into our house and there's just, like, a picture of us. There's, like, so many goodies, champagne. I mean, candles. They really outdid themselves.
Brian from the front desk. Shout out to Brian from the front desk. He left us a beautiful note. He came to our show that night, but we didn't.
I love Boston.
Yeah. What a great place. And the Ritz-Carlton is one of my favorite hotels in the country. They really treat you well. We stay in the Ritz suite every time we go there. I mean, Nicole kept getting lost in the room. Like, what are we assholes? Like, we knew there was a kitchen there. She's lost in one room. I'm on the other. They had, like, a whole floor.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was a lot. It was very big. And then, so we get to the room and me and Joey are like, okay, we're feeling Christmas movies. We want to, like, be cozy and, you know, just watch Christmas movies. Joey orders amazing room service. And I guess my ass passed out.
She took the late shift. I took the early shift. As soon as I got there, Nicole's passed out. I was like, I'm not going to let this go. When you have these crispy, delicious fries, the fresh burger, all the fresh crispy things.
Yum.
Then I pass out. And then I hear around 3 a.m., 4 a.m., I hear nibbling. I thought Whiskers got out of the cage. Snoopy taking the late shift at the buffet. So she took over the late shift and had her snacks there.
Yeah, I woke up, like, in the middle of the night and I was like, ooh, food. And I opened it and I was like.
You watched Lindsay Lohan.
I was eating my chicken nuggets.
Her Christmas movie, Falling for Christmas, where she's like, you know, gets amnesia. It was that new Netflix movie. So we watched a Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie. I mean, it was the quintessential perfect night. Wilding out with your best friend, going home to the most luxurious experience of my life, eating food, Christmas movies, cuddling. If only if it was wintertime and it was snowing out, it'd be better. But Christmas in July. The Christmas in July.
Yeah, so that was our trip, guys. That was our two-day trip, bender. And, you know, we're flying home Saturday. Our flight, we had to like wake up at like 8 o'clock to be there by 10. I was definitely hungover. I was like, I need a champagne. And we got to the United Club and everybody's hungover.
Everyone's hungover the United Club.
I was like, did everyone come to our show last night?
Thank God our flight was not canceled. But we got, you know, we got into our seats. It was a nice flight home. I was having, you know, after I do a show, especially back-to-back shows, my social battery is like turned off because I have to like be so, not have to be, but you know, I love meeting all the fans.
Oh my God, yes. I get so much shy. Saying this before.
I'm going to hide. So I went to Poppy's house, scooped up my dog, and I still have
Wiggles.
So now I'm watching Wiggles for a while, and that's it. So it's a perfect ending. So yeah, we still have two more shows on our tour. We still have Morristown, everyone. So if the show, Morristown's going to be wild. Poppy's coming to be there. Opal's coming. I think Opal's coming.
Opal's coming to Morristown?
I think so, yeah. We're trying.
Oh, shit.
It's a Wild Out Wednesday. So it's a Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Remember Whip 'em Out Wednesdays when girls used to flash truck drivers or flash people on the road? Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Oh, Kira used to do that.
Wow. So we're
going to have a better shot.
Wild Out Wednesday. It's going to be at the MPAC Center in Morristown, New Jersey. If you're in New York City or Long Island, it's a quick train ride. There's a train that goes right there, and I think you can probably walk to the theater from there. Don't quote me. I don't know how far it is, but Morristown's fun. I know it's just a Wednesday night, but it's summertime. People are going to be off, and we're going to be able to go to Kiki, maybe have a drink afterward. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be a fun show. We're going to be doing our drunk charades like we've been doing. We're going to be doing maybe a celebrity guest will pop up. We don't know yet. We have to plan a celebrity guest. But and then after that, we have one in Connecticut in September, I believe at Foxwoods Casino, September 14th as well. So you have two more opportunities to see us before the new year, because this is going to be our, you know, we're closing out the new year with on our September show.
Yeah. So just listening to like everything that happened with Staten Island, Boston, you guys do not want to miss our show, because we are Hot Mess Expresses. And you
every show gets better. Every show gets better. It's more fun. And yeah. A little emotional stuff. We get sappy a little bit, and then we do, you know, we just have fun times. It's girls' night out. Girls are wilding out. There's no inhibitions, no nothing, you know, to come out, come with your bra off and, you know, your mouth.
Yeah, whatever.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
I think mommy's coming. My mom might come.
Oh, good. This is the third. Go to Nicole's Linktree. On her Instagram profile, you can buy a ticket there.
Yeah, we're just putting Mayo Theater Morristown in Google, and then you'll see the tickets.
Yep, and tickets are very affordable. We're gonna it'll be a live, fun show. So get tickets.
So if you're in Jersey or New York, tri-state area, Morristown is such a fun, it's such a fun town. They have a ton of bars, ton of restaurants. So definitely go to a nice restaurant before. There's a restaurant right next to the theater. Such good food. They have great martinis. So you can go there and have lunch.
Restaurant.
Yeah, so you can go there before the show, pregame, and then come to the show, and then obviously get your drinks at the show.
And there's tons of bars. There's like 100 bars afterward. I might still host an after party. Yeah. Assuming may come to. We don't know yet. Can't confirm. But there might be a little party after.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you're definitely going to go to Laundromat or something.
Laundromat or the other one. But definitely get your tickets for that.
Tell Lear to come.
I should. I'm saying all the meatballs. If this is our Jersey show. Meatballs reunite. Crusaders tonight. This is our only Jersey show on the tour. So if you are a fan of Snoopy, a fan of Jersey Shore, a fan of me, come out to New Jersey. It's our hometown show. We have to show up. If we don't sell that out, pack that place out, we have to be Jersey strong, Jersey proud.
Yeah, bitches.
So get your tickets out. Support us. You know, if you can't afford it, the tickets just now, steal money from your mom's purse. Wiggles left my, I'm in the Orc today. Wiggles left and he's running around the office by himself. Sometimes he goes upstairs. I have him
checked. Wiggles. How long do you have Wiggles for? Are you going to bring Wiggles to Morristown?
I might. Yeah, I think he can come. As long as he can sit in the audience with Poppy, he'll be fine. I just want to bring him on stage because I'm afraid he'll like freak out and start like yelling at everyone and be scared with the roar of the audience. But I will. He's that's right.
Oh, yeah. He was nervous with the five people in your apartment.
Wait, where's the waitress? Pretend we're at the cafe. Can you go?
No, we've been sitting here for like 25 minutes now. No waitress. Like, I'm waiting for my white wine. Hello?
If I had a coffee shop, I would serve wine as well. No, not a ton of alcohol. I'd have like a couple reds, a couple whites, and a champagne available. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you get a little more than coffee to get through the day.
Same. And then I would do one night where we do martinis, dirty martinis.
That's the thing. Let's get to a little celeb gossip in our midtime show. Shannon Doherty, God rest her soul. She
what a sin
that she wrote a list of do not let in my funeral lists.
I feel like this would be you.
I would do that just to be petty. Do you know what I mean? Like, would you do that?
No.
And I don't think I hate anyone enough to say don't come. I want the more fanfare, the better. But
yeah, no, I don't think I would do that. But I feel like you would do that.
Yeah, don't come here. I thought that was interesting. Who do you think could be on the list? Other fellow actors? You think like any fellow actresses from?
Well, everyone's saying Alyssa Milano because they had a falling out and supposedly after Alyssa got her fired from Charmed, literally one of my favorite shows. So yeah, I don't know, but so freaking sad. She was doing great. She like overcame. She was like, what's it called? Oh my god, brain fart. She was in remission, cancer free, and then it came back, and then she said she was doing chemo again, and then out of nowhere, just she was gone. So I am so sad. I loved her, and huge fan of Sarah Michelle Gellar. They were besties. So it hurts my heart. It's sad.
Sarah Michelle Gellar's coming back, not to pivot up from death to a new job, but Sarah Michelle Gellar has a new job. Where's she working now?
So she is coming. She has a new show on Paramount, our home. They're doing the new Dexter series, right?
Wait, oh, yes.
New Sarah. Okay. So I heard this. So she is joins cast of Dexter prequel. Is that how you say it?
Prequel, yeah.
Prequel series. So it's going to be called Original Sin, and Sarah Michelle Gellar is going to be in it.
Oh, it's a good series.
Patrick Gibson, who's that?
That's Wiggles' biological father.
Okay, well, he's going to be playing a young Dexter Morgan. And Dexter is basically a serial killer who I'm obsessed with. So this is what happened. I saw that Sarah Michelle Gellar was, you know, the news that she joined the cast of Dexter. And I'm like, oh my God, Dexter, like I always wanted to watch that. So I ended up binging the Dexter and then the new Dexter to be you know, in tune with like what's happening here. Bitches, I was in a Dexter hole for like 3 weeks. Lived, breathed, thought about Dexter, his sister Deb. If you guys have not binged Dexter, get your shit on it now. It is such a good series. And if you love like true crime, serial killers, sex, it's Dexter. You guys have to watch it. So then we can support our girl SMG on the new Dexter, but I literally binged that in 3 weeks and oh my god, freaking amazing. I love it. I love it all.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Bay has started Dexter. So he's watched Dexter for a while, but not the newer ones. So he's like in the middle. Or maybe he didn't watch the whole thing, but I started recently watching. So we're still in season one right now and it's getting juicy. But I'm getting into it now. I didn't get into it. Now I'm getting into it. You know, I just started watching all this like hoopla around this. I guess there's some scandal with a new cast member, but Love Island is something I never watched before. I just
never watched before. Everyone's talking about it.
I know. So I started watching from season one. Apparently it's a big show in UK for years and years. They have like thousands. Uh-huh. Okay. So back in 2019, right before the pandemic, it came to the US. So they started 2019 with these shows here. So I started watching season one of USA and I am hooked already. Like I don't normally like dating shows. It gives me anxiety about cheating and like threesome, like, you know, and losing my man to someone else, it's like, it's triggering. I normally don't like those kind of shows, but this one's kind of different because it's kind of like, you know, you may like lose your boyfriend, but there's someone else that's coming in so you have a chance with, it's not like, you know, you're left with no one. There's always a chance to hook up with somebody else. So it's like, it's a kind of like a wild ride. It would not be for me, but I'm enjoying it so much. I understand what the hoopla is. I just want to binge watch the seasons. I think I have to get through six seasons to get there. He is to get through into the newest one where there's a scandal because I guess apparently one of the guys shows his asshole on Twitter. He was like doing OnlyFans and showing his asshole and his dick. So that's the reason I started. But that's not the newest season. And then everyone at work is like taking trips to Fiji to go to the house and stuff. So it's a big fanfare of things going on. So I want to check that. And that's also on CBS. So I'm trying to get involved with that.
Okay.
True Survivor. Would you think I would be good in Survivor? Celebrity?
I think you would be good in Naked and Afraid.
But you have
Can you imagine?
They asked me to do that. Australia, remember?
I know.
He called me about it years ago. It's like Celebrity Naked and Afraid Australia. I was like,
yeah.
I don't want to show it, though. I'd have to carry that bag in front of my PhD deal the whole time.
But yeah, you would do that, and then you would make like a little skirt out of leaves. That's what they do. Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not cut out for that.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
I'm trying to plan a little weekend getaway. Bay and I's two-year anniversary is coming up at the end of the month.
Well, last year, didn't you go upstate for a little bit?
We did. We went to Beacon, New York. We stayed in Beacon Heights.
Yeah. Well, and then that's where you saw Pierre and everyone. So where are you going this year?
We don't know. He want to go like west, maybe to Utah or Oregon or...
Utah?
He's saying he wants me to go hiking. And so I said, it's going to be high. Like, Utah? It was 109 degrees there today. I said, bitch, I'll die.
Oh my God, no.
But you. I can't be staters. You have like a cute getaway. 4-day getaway in the U.S. We can fly anywhere. But, you know, something different that's not just restaurants and like and bars, like something that's like gonna have like other things to do, like sightseeing or cool things to do or fun things. We don't want to be sitting in a restaurant or in the hotel room the whole time or just sitting by a pool. We want to like go do stuff. So if you know of any cool cities that are like, you know, things to do, I would love to go to Oregon because that's where my favorite Pinot Noir is from.
Ooh.
Willamette Valley.
Okay.
So there, but and there's like, I'm sure there's other things to do in Oregon, but like an Oregon Trail, maybe.
Oregon Trails. I remember the only reason why I know of Oregon is because you had the Oregon Trails, Oregon or Oregon?
Oregon.
I remember playing Oregon Trails in elementary school on the computer. That was a good game.
What was that about?
You would like go through, you would like have a horsey and like start like, start, you know, like build houses, build a community. You never played that? Or was that my time?
I don't think they had that where I lived.
Well, what about Colorado? That's
great. We're in Colorado. Denver, we've done before. Not him and I, but I've been to Denver.
I don't know.
Poisoning there.
Oh.
It's a mile high. You're a mile high off the regular elevation. So you're a mile in the air.
What you should do? You should put all the states in a jar and then pick where to go. And then if you don't like it, then you pick again. But like whatever you pick, you got to go.
That's exciting.
So then it's so random.
I just don't know. I know like basic things like every city, like let's go to Philadelphia or Chicago or San Diego. Like I know these places.
No, it's got to be somewhere where you've never been before, I think.
Yeah, I'm living in the Hamptons for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell everybody about it? How you're the host and...
Hosting. I'm not sure if I told anyone. But last year, remember, I went to the Hamptons. I was staying at the Gallery Beach House, which is a great like content house. So it's like all kind of influencers and stuff. So I was asked to be a guest last year twice, two different weekends. They liked me so much. I asked back. Well, this year they asked if I would host the house. So I'm in charge of the house. And every week a group of six new couple influencers come into the house and they stay with me for the weekend. And I plan dinner parties, and it's all sponsored by Patron and other sponsors as well. But Gallery Beach House, and it's going to be just so much fun. Last year, you all go to the surf lodge, you go to the bars, you kind of plan outings.
You say y'all.
They do like fitness things, all the fitness classes in the morning. I never did the fitness class last year, so I hope I don't have to participate. I hope I can just set them up with the classes. And then people do workout things on the lawn, and they do all these sound baths and all these jewelry making stations. And it's all these pop-up, all these different things you can do. But it's so much fun. You invite people, throw parties at the house. You all go to the nightclubs, get everyone rallied. So I'm just the party starter for the weekend. So I'm doing it for the weekend. And I might stay there in between. I'm not sure, the 2 weeks. But yeah, I'm so excited for that. So look forward to lots of content happening with that. I wish I was better on Instagram and TikTok. I'm just so depressed all the time. I can never get myself to go on there.
Well, that's why you need a social media girl.
I know. I got to hire Gianna.
But Gianna does, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys follow the Sookie Shop Instagram. But our content is literally fire, and she's been killing it. And I love her. I was actually there this morning getting some content done, and Sissy came and she was acting for TikTok. But yeah, you need a social media girl so you don't have to worry about that shit.
Someone's dead?
So what? We were just talking about Dexter. Is this this is Jesus?
That's you?
He loves me. So Emmanuel, our friend at MTV, he just said, random question. I know you're a fan of the show Dexter. There's a YouTube show where some cast from the show is going to watch back memory episodes and they want to invite guests. Oh my God. I'm going to say, because Jenny got me onto the show because Jenny was a huge fan.
Did you get to meet Dexter?
I doubt it'll be him. I doubt it'll be.
Oh, it's probably to promote the new series. It's just SJP. Wait, I think I went to the premiere for that.
When?
What is that on? Yes, I did. Remember that show that I met her and we hung out.
Who?
Sarah Michelle Gellar in LA. Remember?
Oh, that was a while ago.
That wasn't for this show. That's for a movie she was in.
It couldn't have been. When is this coming out?
No, it was a year ago.
I have to make this work. Wait, so everything is amazing right now because tomorrow, I mean, it's going to be Thursday night, but tomorrow, do you remember my show Roswell? How I'm obsessed with Roswell?
Yeah, you went there like an asshole and you screamed in the background.
Yes, but then I ended up going on Michael and Maria's, spinoff show, whatever. I still call them by the cast. Sorry. So they are going to AC for the weekend. They're doing this celebrity thing and old school, 90s actors are going, and I couldn't make AC because I have family coming down this weekend, but I'm you're driving down tomorrow, meet me at a butcher's block and we'll go for dinner.
I love it there.
So are you looking at me?
Yeah, I was.
So we're going to go to butcher's block. Stephanie's coming. She's a big fan of Roswell too. And I'm going to have dinner with, my favorite actors of all time.
The Butcher Block does it really nice. If you've ever been, if you're
oh, Butcher's Block, amazing.
I just want to look at you. The Butcher Block in New Jersey. It's in down the shore of Jersey. It's is it down the shore? It's a steakhouse, Italian steakhouse. They fucking kill it. The food there, the presentation, the service. I still have yet to go there, but I see all the pictures and what they do. But stunning.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. And maybe I'll meet Dexter.
People see Hall. What a cute, what a hot little body he had. I was looking at the old episodes from the 90s when they started.
Yeah.
Little body. It's very nice to watch. But if you haven't already bought tickets to our shows, go to Sookie's Linktree and click on the links. We have two more shows, one in Connecticut and one in New Jersey. Click that and get tickets, and we'll see you there.
Yeah, let's do it, bitches. We'll see you next week. Wait, so we're going to see you. We're going to see our Morristown fans, our Crusaders that are coming because our show's Wednesday. So we're going to see you guys before, and then we'll have our show on Friday. So we'll see you, bitches, next at our live show at the Mayo Pack Theater in Morristown. And get your tickets now before we sell out. Thank you.
Keep it messy, girl. See you next week.
Bye, bitches.
It's happening.